You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
God was angered at the children of Israel. He said, "Moses, we'll just let this generation die. I'll just let my wrath pour out on their sin. It'll destroy them all. And we'll take the next generation and I'll give you another congregation. Well, I'll use somebody else. I've done given mercy 10 times. Moses said, "Don't do that, God. Because if you do that, people are going to say you're not able. You brought them all the way out in Egypt just to kill them in the wilderness." And this is where we pick up in verse 20. "Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice." I don't know, if God's got to tell you something 10 times to get you to obey, you're in trouble. "They certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land." Come on, how many know we need some Calebs with a different spirit? Come on. Verse 26, "And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard their complaints which the children of Israel make against me." Listen, I grew up in Pentecostal church. I shared this morning. I'm just going to say it again. I grew up in Pentecostal church. And in the Pentecostal church, you were supposed to look pitiful. You were supposed to look bad. You had to act humble. It's false humility. And just, you couldn't never have nothing. You couldn't never dress nice. Women couldn't wear makeup. And how many know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever come up in church like that know what I'm talking about? Huh? They didn't believe back then you could ever do anything. You weren't allowed to do anything. People would get up and sing a song, and they'd get up and say, "Well, I'm just going to sing this song for the Lord today. Don't listen to my singing, but just listen to the words." And I used to think, well, why don't they just type them up and put them in the bulletin? Why even bother? Come on, amen. And we used to take up offerings, and we would act all humble and pitiful and say, "Well, God, just bless our little bit of money. Help it to be stretched out to get us through the end of the week so we can do the work of the Lord. Give me a break." Huh? We had all kinds of negative confessions. "Lord, bless those who give and those who can't give." That ain't even in the Bible. That's not even scriptural. If you want a blessing, you got to give. I'm just being honest with you. The Bible says your tithe, 10%, goes into your storehouse, your church. 10% of all I have goes into the church. And then offerings above it. To those people, there's a blessing being poured down their life. If you don't give, you can't get blessed. Amen. You keep saying, "Well, I'm going to church. I'm trusting God. I just believe in God for the miracle, the blessing that's coming, the blessing that's coming." And God's saying, "Well, I'm just waiting on you to trust me and put your offering in." Oh, it's quiet now. I heard that one hit the wall. Pow! We talk about money and everybody gets quiet. Come on, amen? You want to be blessed in your finances? You got to give. I'm blessed in my finances. Not because I got a mega church and got a great salary. I'm blessed because I give.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I give! God opens doors that no man can shut. He gives me deals on the side all the time. I buy cars, I sell them. I just sold a house. That's the Holy Ghost. Why? Because I'm a giver. God will bless you. He'll put money in your pockets. He'll put money in your checking account. But you got to put him first. Matter of fact, in Malachi, he said, try me in this. Well, I ain't got nothing to give. Then you never will. Come on, smile at me. It ain't bad. Woo. Amen. But we used to act so pitiful and so just false humility and, you know, trying to give me a break. That's not what how God has called us to be people of faith. We got to get away from negative confessions. You are blessed. You are healed. You are holy. You are righteous. You are chosen. That's our confession today. In verse 28, he said this. He said, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you, as truly as I live. How many of you know that's a pretty definite thing to say? As truly as I live, what I heard you say, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, if God is saying, as truly as I live, what I heard you say, that's what I'm going to do. How many of you know he means it? God is not a man that he should lie. Come on, somebody. Amen. He said, I heard you. I heard you. Some of us go, no. God knew I wasn't serious when I said that Wednesday. And God's going, no, I heard you. I heard what you said. Amen? Huh? And what you said is what I'm going to do for you. That's why we got to watch what we say. Come on, don't be standing in your house on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday yelling at your wife and cussing at the kids and talking about how bad it is and all this and that and everything. Then get down here in church during praise and worship and going, God, I believe you can do anything. You can do it all. And God's going, I heard you Tuesday, I heard you Wednesday, and I heard you Thursday. What is it? I heard you. Somebody shout, I heard you. God's saying, I heard you when you said, I want out of this marriage. I heard you when you said your marriage was cursed. I heard you when you yelled at the kids. I heard you when you said you ain't going to make it. I heard you. I heard you. Somebody shout, I heard you. I heard you say he was no good. I heard you say she was no good.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
It's a peace that the world cannot give. It's a peace that the world cannot understand. Peace to know, peace to live. My peace I give.
Glory in this room, an endless